preseason snaps might have to last you for a little while. I know you have two more games. But where do you feel you are with all that right now? You feel like you've had enough?
Yeah, I feel very comfortable right now. I've always played a lot in the preseason. You know, I'm going into my sixth year in the league and feel very well where I'm at. I felt like I've had a good camp so far. I felt like us as a quarterback group, we've all had a great camp. And you know, we're just focused right now on getting ready for Minnesota, tightening up some loose ends in these last two games and get rolling against Tennessee here pretty quick.
What are some of those?
I think the first game, you look at the turnovers, right, from the quarterback room. We had three, two interceptions and a fumble, two fumbles and an interception. And some of the sacks, some of the protection issues that where we're at fault for it. I think those are stuff that, hey, it's live game experience, right? There's no substitute for live game experience. So when you get those in, you work through them. Hey, we're only on our second preseason game. This is sort of our dress rehearsal type game, so we'll definitely be looking at that for sure.
You've been throwing to Frankie Hammond every day. Just what's he bring? What element does he bring to this team?
Speed. He played his butt off last game, I'll tell you what, and still had a little completion nullified, a nice catch and run nullified, and had a great catch down the sideline on my ball. And I think he's just making the most of his opportunities. He's excited to go out there, play week in, week out, and you can see what he brings to the meetings. You can see the confidence he brings and the speed that he brings on the football field.
Yeah, you know, scout team last year, you guys hooked up every week.
Yes, we played together a lot last year, and I got to experience firsthand the speed and the playmaking ability he had, especially against our defense.
Chase, is all the things you guys do offensively, is the screen the hardest thing to kind of nail down? I mean, is that the toughest thing you maybe have to spend most time on?
I think so. I think the screen game, especially with a little bit newer and younger offensive line, is just getting the timing right. You know, we did an excellent job last year with our screen game, and we need to continue it. And I think that's something that Coach Reed has been harping on us lately about, is to really focus on getting the screen game, getting the ball in the back's hands as much as possible. And with our backs like Jamal Charles, now Davis, Cyrus Gray, Dat, you want the ball in their hands at all times.
You guys do a lot of different stuff personnel-wise, different groupings of skill position players. How much more complicated does that make what you guys have to do from the quarterback position?
You know, as far as personnel groupings go, not necessarily from the quarterback position. I'd say from the personnel position. You look at the receivers, you're seeing DeAnthony Thomas line up at receiver, fullback, even some tight end. I mean, especially on the new guys, that's sort of how we as an offense blitz the defense a little bit, give them a whole bunch of personnel looks, a bunch of shifts and motions. So it's really important for us, you know, especially as quarterbacks, to study up on those week in and week out.
You guys feel pretty comfortable with where you're at in regards to doing all that?
Yeah, I think you look at last year, this time, our first year in Coach Reed's offense to right now, full year, knowing what he expects, and I think that we are light years ahead of where we were last year.
How frustrating are all the penalties here in preseason? There's been a lot around the league, but for you guys in particular, how's it been?
Yeah, I read a stat where the average penalties called last year, I think in preseason, was like 12.5, and this year it's like 18.8 or something like that, which is, you know, they're making an emphasis, that's for sure. You know, the refs are going to call more penalties. We have to be a lot more disciplined, especially up front, and especially on, you know, I think they're calling more and more defensive holdings and defensive PIs. Even, you know, we got flagged for an offensive PI last game, so I think we just have to be smart. You know, you never want that many penalties, but you definitely want them to happen in the preseason, and you don't want them to carry over to the regular season, because that's really when it hurts you.
They've done some things like this in the past when it comes to making adjustments on certain rules. Do you think that there will be an adjustment after this one during the preseason?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, there's quite a bit of flags flying right now, so we'll see what they come up with.
So from the offensive game plan point of view, you kind of look to see what guys on other teams are maybe susceptible to some of these penalties and go after them?
Yeah, I don't think you necessarily look at that per se week in and week out, but if you see something on film that you're saying, oh man, this guy's holding every single snap, you might try to go after him a few more times, but that's something we don't really pay attention to in the quarterback room.